This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, how's your burnout level? You holding up all right, or do you maybe need a break? I'm asking because Wall Street kind of looks like it does. Need a break. That is, there was a memo out at Citigroup this week that said people ought to avoid scheduling meetings at lunchtime and to cut most meetings from an hour to 45 minutes. And earlier this year, the company banned Zooms on Fridays, explicitly talking about burnout. Now, finance is notoriously stressful, well compensated, too, for that stress, it has to be said. But if Wall Street is rethinking how it does business, you can bet other industries are already working on it, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Brian June worked as an investment banking analyst in Chicago for a couple years right after he got out of college in 2019. The pay was high, but he was at the office till 9 or 10 every night, then often worked at home till the wee hours. Then came the pandemic.
Even more work, less camaraderie.
June quit in February. He's now working for a startup and says in his circle, finance has lost some of its allure for the young and ambitious.
There are like other jobs out there besides banking that you can make similar amounts of money and you're not pulling your hair out at 2 a.m.
Tech is a big competitor for talent, and the pandemic has upended attitudes about work-life balance.
It forced a reckoning in finance that was long overdue.
Callie Williams-Yost is a business strategist who specializes in flexible work. She says Citigroup's meeting limit is a big step for Wall Street, but remote work has demanded companies draw these kinds of lines.
Because the traditional boundaries of a workplace were no longer putting up the guardrails.
For communications professional Katie Schenk in D.C., that meant back-to-back Zoom meetings from 8 till 6, practically every day for the first few months of remote work.
I, at one point, actually had to set up my computer in the kitchen so that I could have my fiancé bring me food sometimes.
That's counterproductive, says Bhushan Sethi with business service firm PwC.
I mean, bad meetings are cancer in an organization. They can disengage people.
He says as we move to more hybrid work arrangements, setting clear goals for meetings and allowing time for other types of interaction is even more important. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.